AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden works to offset slipping ratings with assurances the economy is on the right track.
Inflation's at a more than 40-year high, and the president says taming it is his top economic priority.
Gas is up and food is up, which we're going to get down come hell or high water.
But he notes the economic recovery is strong, with big job growth and healthy unemployment.
Under my plan for the economy, we made extraordinary progress.
Telling a union audience in Philadelphia, he's looking to rebuild the economy around workers, trying to draw a contrast with Republicans who have increasingly drawn blue-collar voters. But the GOP is blaming him and Democrats for high prices, with what Tennessee's Diana Harshbarger calls irresponsible and expensive policies.
The Biden administration has cared more about going woke than helping Americans who are going broke.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Some 10,000 people have left Yellowstone National Park, closed because of damage caused by heavy flooding. Superintendent Cam Sully, and this from Montana Now, says
we went ahead and made the decision to clear the park of visitors completely.
The Yellowstone River has caused extensive damage to the northern entrance road into the park. Several towns along that entrance also heavily damaged by the flooding. Park County, Montana Sheriff Brad Bitchler.
We've completed 10 operations for rescues and also 2 air rescues. We've had extensive operations up and down the Yellowstone River Valley, out of residences and places throughout the county.
That sound also from Montana Now. The northern entrance may be closed through the summer. In today's party primary, South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster wins the Republican nomination for another term. U.S. Representative Jim Clyburn, South Carolina's only Democrat in Congress, beat 2 challengers as he seeks a 16th term. This is AP News. Fisher-Price and regulators warn parents not to let their infants fall asleep in the company's rockers.
The Consumer Product Safety Commission and Fisher-Price are telling parents not to let their infants fall asleep in the rockers. 13 infants died in the rockers between 2009 and last year. The deaths occurred when they fell asleep in the infant-to-toddler and newborn-to-toddler rockers. Both Fisher-Price and product safety regulators say the rockers should never be used for sleep. An infant should never be left unsupervised or unrestrained in them. Mike Hempen, Washington.
3 years ago, the Consumer Product Safety Commission recalled another similar Fisher-Price product, the Rock and Play Sleeper, after 30 infant fatalities were reported. Last year, a similar rocker was recalled after 4 infants died in less than a year. Doctors, parents, and consumer advocates had warned for years the product was unsafe and should be recalled. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.